Old Jack, he were a farmer, come from Pitminster town, and a better farmer you'd ne'er be able to find. He knew all the right and proper things every farmer ought to know, and the ways of all the seasons in their kind. He knew how to read the moon signs, and when to plant and reap, and how to tend the cows and shear the lambs. He knew the special ways that farmers get the crops to grow, and he knew old ways that some don't understand. But Jack were born with a twisted foot, which caused him to be shy, and so it was he never found a wife. He lived and worked on his parents' farm until they passed away, and he hoped that he could stay there all his life. But the farm went to the younger son. Such things was different then. And that one were a mean and stingy lout. He made poor Jack bide in a shed and charged him heavy rent, and says if he don't like it, then get out. Oh, poor Jack, he's got no place to go, so he asks if he can stay and tend the farm to pay his rental fees. But all that brother gives him is a broken-down old ox, a sick donkey, and some ancient apple trees. Jack tends the beast as best he can, picks the grass along the lane and feeds them till they fatten up all sleek. Then he rubs on herbs and says the words that cures them of their ills, and has them up and prancing in a week. He turns the beasts into the orchard, and the trees, they flourish fine, so many apples the very branches bent. But with all the work he done for them, and on the farm besides, when Christmas come, Jack still can't make his rent. Then younger brother comes to him, as cheeky as you please, and says,
"Since you got no rent, you lazy lout, you wake me up at midnight on Christmas Eve, so's I can see what your beast might be about. We know at Christmas beasts do talk, and I've a mind to listen in, for there's treasure buried on this farm, some say. And that dunk and ox of yourn best tell me exactly where it's hid, or I'll beat them both and send you on your way."
Well, Christmas comes, and Jack, he feeds the beast and beds him down, and gives him each an extra hand of grain. Then he takes a cup of cider that's been mulled in ashen wood, and makes his way to the orchard down the lane. He goes to toast the apple trees, pour the cider round the roots, to thank them for the bounty of the year, in the hope that next year's harvest will be just as sweet and good. Oh, 'tis a proper custom farmers all hold dear. But when Jack looks up in the cold night sky, up through the branches bare, he sees a sight that makes his legs grow weak. There's a clump of fresh green growing leaves, where no leaves ought to be, and a face of green that smiles and starts to speak.
"I thank you, Jack, for the goodly drink and the honor that you show, for I've seen you tend the farm and work so hard. Now go and fetch a spade and dig you deep beneath my roots, and you shall have your true and just reward."
So Jack, he digs, and sure enough, he finds a chest of lead. He opens it and finds a treasure there, enough to buy his own small farm, with beasts and chickens too, a horse and cart, and plenty more to spare.
"Now go and wake your brother. 'Tis almost midnight now."
So Jack, he hides the treasure fast away, and goes to wake his brother, who runs down to the barn and hides himself all deep within the hay. Midnight comes, and true enough, those beasts begin to talk. Dunk turns to ox, and this is what he said.
"There's a greedy fool. What's rude besides a hiding in my hay? Do you reckon I should kick him in the head?"
And ox says,
"He thinks we're going to tell him where the treasure's hid. He even said he'd beat us if we don't. But he'll not get the treasure, 'cause it's all been tooked away. So if he thinks he'll get it now, he won't."
Younger brother cursed his lot and slunk back to his bed. He reckoned that he'd beat those two at dawn. But thanks be to the apple tree, he never had a chance, for Jack packed up at sunrise and was gone. He loaded up the donkey and herded up the ox. He took them so they shouldn't come to harm, and he also took a cutting from those ancient apple trees so he could have an orchard on his farm. My tale is done. So gather round, you gentles, great and small, and like good farmers, raise your glass with me. We'll drink a toast to Farmer Jack, the donkey, and the ox, and don't forget the ancient apple tree.